and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls here on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products, about formulations, about ingredients, skincare questions, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to share a success story, we especially love those. 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, you can go to the website brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there, videos up there, articles up there that explain the Bright Side philosophy. Of course, all the longevity products are up there as well with the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program, click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for being here, folks. Appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to wind down our talk on serotonin, this misunderstood nerve chemical, and SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, this vastly misunderstood class of prescription medications that makes up billions of dollars in sales. As we've been saying for the last few days, serotonin is not the happy hormone that you hear it is. It's not the joy and bliss-inducing and antidepressant hormone that even psychiatrists will tell you that it is. Serotonin is, at the end of the day, a stress management hormone. It helps the body handle the day-to-day ups and downs of life. It's involved in awareness, which is, by the way, partially a stress management system. The awareness system is a way that we handle stresses. It's a way that we prevent stresses. Stress and survival go hand in hand, and obviously our survival depends on awareness. Stress and survival go hand in hand with awareness. Our survival depends on our ability to be aware. In my opinion, it is playing with fire to mess around with this awareness chemical, to pharmacologically tweak this critical stress slash nervous chemical, serotonin. Certainly under conditions of long-term input of stressors, when we have lots of stress in our lives, the serotonin system can get, potentially anyway, can get depleted. And this can have an effect on how we think and on how we are. But despite what you hear from drug companies and doctors, there is no reason to pharmacologically intervene, to drug yourself into forcing more serotonin activity. And by the way, we're going to be addressing this a little bit later, malnutrition, malnourishment, nutritional deficiencies, poor dietary choices are among the main reasons why this serotonin system becomes activated and ultimately depleted, which means, of course, if you really want to work on your serotonin, we got to make better lifestyle choices, we got to be eating better, and we got to be supplementing our diet with nutrition. We got to get on a nutritional supplement program. To get yourself on Prozac or to have a doctor put you on an SSRI before he puts you on some kind of nutritional supplement program, something that helps your body make serotonin, is a strict violation of his Hippocratic Oath, which says, first do no harm. As far as supplements go, there's lots of ways you can beef up your serotonin levels using more protein powders I'm talking about, especially whey. Whey protein contains the major building block for serotonin. Whey protein is the single most important protein supplement that you can use if you're interested in beefing up or increasing your serotonin levels. Use eggs, another wonderful supplement. When I talk about using more protein to help increase serotonin levels, I'm not talking about steak. I'm not talking about hamburgers. These can actually create serotonin burdens because they put a stress on your body. B vitamins are incredibly important for helping make serotonin, especially vitamin B6. You'll find all the B vitamins in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C is a key player in serotonin production and processing. And drugs, by the way, are going to put more stress on the body. Pharmacology is going to burden the serotonin system via the stress connection, which underscores the utter stupidity and biochemical ignorance of using pharmacology to address any stress-related symptom. The fact that pharmacology and drugs put a burden on the stress system highlights the utter insanity of using drugs to correct a stress-induced problem. So serotonin is a stress management hormone, and like cortisol, which, by the way, is increased in response to serotonin secretion, your cortisol, your stress hormone levels go up when your serotonin levels go up. And we all know about the problems with cortisol. We talk about that ad nauseum. So using an SSRI type of drug like Effexor or Zoloft or Cymbalta is going to put a burden on the adrenal glands and is going to create more cortisol-related damage. All of this is going to create an anti-building, anti-anabolic response in the body as well. It's going to lead to excess muscle breakdown. It's going to slow down growth and repair. It's going to increase the aging response. We're all fascinated. We're all obsessed with anti-aging. SSRIs are going to increase aging, as all drugs do, but SSRIs, because of this serotonin connection, this stress hormone connection, are going to put a further burden on the aging process, or are going to further increase the aging process. Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, Cymbalta, or via the serotonin increase connection, are all going to be anti-growth, anti-repair, anti-building, anti-anabolic. We talked last month about the statin drugs being anti-anabolic. We talked about sun avoidance, staying out of the sun, as being anti-anabolic, anti-building. These are two other misguided medical strategies so beloved by doctors. Stay out of the sun. Make sure you use a sunscreen. Get on a statin drug. Lower your cholesterol. Get yourself on SSRIs if you're depressed. One has to ask, why is it that so many of these medically promoted, government-authorized, doctor-approved strategies shut down the body's ability to grow and repair and heal? Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? Do no harm. That's the first thing doctors learn. Do no harm. Serotonin and SSRI drugs lower testosterone levels. You see all the commercials for low T? On the one hand, we got a commercials for low T. Oh, low testosterone. You got low T? Go to the doctor. Ask your doctor about testosterone. The very next commercial, oh, you're depressed? Get on an SSRI. See the silliness here. SSRIs lower testosterone. They lower reproductive health. One of the most common side effects of these drugs is decreased libido. It's called PSSD, another acronym they got, post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, PSSD. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into nine major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am pharmacist Ben. We were going to talk to Dr. Robert Lustig about his book, Fat Chance, if you're tuning in waiting for that. Unfortunately, Dr. Lustig had to cancel, so we will be trying to get him on a coming show. Fat Chance is a really neat book about the sugar a sugar epidemic, sugar and processed food and obesity and disease epidemic in this country. And if you haven't seen Dr. Lustig's video on YouTube, Sugar, the Bitter Truth, you may want to take a look at that. It's a real, real interesting lecture about the problems associated with sugar, the historical development of our sugar obsession, how it all started, and why you want to stay far, 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 far away from processed sugar. And even fruit sugar, fructose, can be a big problem, especially when it comes to brain health, which we're talking about here. We'll finish up talking about serotonin today and maybe a little bit on our next program, and then we'll get into we'll talk a little bit about the flu and the flu vaccine after that. We'll do that next week. If you're interested in learning more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart, make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you're one of those folks that's addicted to sugar, one of the best strategies for getting off of sugar is to make sure you're getting the basic nutrients. You will find yourself craving sugar as you go into malnourishment. Sugar is one of the ways that the body deals with nutritional deficiencies because you can get a quick buzz from sugar, as most people know. But when you get on a nutritional supplement program, one of the first things you'll find is that you're losing weight naturally, and one of the main reasons for that is you're not craving sugar so much. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and watch what happens. It's $50 a canister. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so PSSD is the latest acronym syndrome, or one of the latest acronym syndromes that you'll hear about, post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. In a paper that was published in the Journal of Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior in June of 1998, scientists showed that animals that were given Prozac at low doses exhibited significantly lower sexual motivation. Are you guys getting the picture here? SSRIs are big, big problems. Do you really still want to take that Cymbalta or Lexapro or Effexor or whatever flavor SSRI that you're thinking about, given all of these problems associated with SSRIs, associated with raising serotonin levels? Serotonin, like all stress chemicals, is an anti-building suppressant molecule. Serotonin helps the body handle stress, but it shuts down the building process. By the way, serotonin has a major suppressant effect on the thyroid. Serotonin will ultimately suppress thyroid activity, and so will SSRIs. Given the important link between depression and hypothyroidism, low thyroid functioning, poor thyroid functioning, is one of the classic ways to induce depression. Really, all health issues are going to have a hypothyroidism link. Maybe if a patient is depressed, we want to check thyroid function first. And thyroid function is intimately connected to digestive health. Remember, our third point in the triangle of disease is the adrenal-thyroid axis. The adrenals are our stress management glands. In other words, anything that stimulates the adrenal glands, that is stresses, cortisol, serotonin. Serotonin is actually made, 90% of the serotonin in your body is made in cells that are very similar to adrenal cells. Enterochromaffin cells. Enterochromaffin cells are your stomach adrenal cells, your digestive adrenal cells, and that's where most of the serotonin is made. Serotonin, via this enterochromaffin cell connection, is largely an adrenal type of hormone. The adrenal glands are your stress glands, your stress management glands. Anything that stimulates the adrenal glands, SSRIs included, are going to have a suppressant effect on the thyroid, and the thyroid regulates everything in the body, every cell, every chemical reaction, every organ, every tissue, every gland, every system in the body is regulated by the thyroid. That's why suppression of the thyroid gland, serotonin-induced suppression included, SSRI-induced suppression of the thyroid gland included, anything that suppresses the thyroid gland is going to be the jumping off point for every single health challenge you can name, including the biggies, cancer and heart disease. This is why I have such a big problem with people pushing cures for cancer, pushing cures for heart disease. By the time these diseases show up, by the time cancer shows up, breakdowns in our three points of the triangle of disease, digestion, blood sugar, adrenal thyroid, breakdowns in these three points have been percolating along for decades. To look for a cancer cure in quotes, to look for a cure without addressing these fundamental points of breakdown, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid system, is not only, in my opinion, a waste of time and money, it's an effort, it's an attempt by drug companies and by the medical model in a sneaky, insidious way to manipulate us into participating into their system. If we are not addressing the fundamental points of breakdown, if we're going to the doctor and getting drugged and not addressing the fundamental points of breakdown, we are being taken advantage of, we are being exploited, and we are being manipulated. And to be manipulated, to have people manipulate us in terms of our health, to have people manipulating our health is the most insidious, sneaky, nasty, nefarious, perverted, twisted kind of manipulation there is. Malnutrition, nutritional deficiency, nutrient deficiency, anti-nutrient foods, most especially sugar intake, protein deficiency, these are all big-time physiologic stresses, all of which will increase serotonin levels. Malnutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, deficiencies in vitamins, deficiencies in minerals, ingestion of sugar, these are all ways that we will mess up our serotonin processing. And this effect, by the way, can be seen in the womb, prenatally, when we're developing. Women who are malnourished when they're pregnant are going to have babies who are more prone towards serotonin dominance, sensitivity to stress, sensitivity to the serotonin response. Just another reason for pregnant women to be taking extra care that they're getting protein, whey protein especially, egg protein especially, essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, B vitamins, zinc. If you know anyone that's pregnant, if you're pregnant, one of the best gifts that you can give them or yourself is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, the OsteoFX, essential fatty acids, the Ultimate EFAs, and a good whey protein supplement or hemp seed protein supplement if you can't handle whey. Serotonin is involved in the calcification of tissues. If you're developing stones in your kidneys, or you're developing calcium fibroids in your breasts, calcium deposits can show up in all the soft tissue of your body, breast, heart, brain, glands, kidney. You know, one of the ways we die is calcification of the heart and calcification of the brain. And serotonin is involved in calcification of the soft tissues. This is something that Hans Selye, who is a biochemist who first described the stress response, talked about. All right, there's so much more I want to talk about with serotonin. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7. On the archive page of brightsideben.com, all the shows are up there. If you miss a program, you want to review a program, they're not unfortunately titled or linked, and I'm trying to work on that. I get letters every week from folks who want us to index or archive or index the archive somehow, and I'm not quite sure how to do that. If anybody out there has any ideas on a simple way to index all the archive programs, I'd love to hear about it. In any case, if you miss a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com. There's some 200-plus shows on there, and they're all packed with information. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, including the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can purchase them right off the website, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For you guys listening to the program in Santa Cruz, California, or in the Bay Area, I will be out there with Dr. Wallach coming January 27th, Sunday, January 27th. That's a week from this Sunday. And then I think I might be in the Monterey area the next day. We're still working on that, but we'll be doing a super event on January 27th. Myself, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Corey Gold, it'll be all day long. If you're in the Bay Area, I'd love it if you'd come out and join us and say hello. It's at the Portuguese Hall, I believe it is. I believe that's where it is. And if you want more information, you can go to the KSCO website, ksco.com. That's K King S Sam C Cat O Oscar.com. And you can find out all about it there. Or you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll send you a link. All right, our number today, 866-582-9933. Got a couple of folks on hold and a couple lines open for you if you want to join in the conversation today. If you have questions about health or nutrition, there's a ton more I want to talk about with serotonin. I don't think I'm going to get to finish everything that I want to say about SSRIs or serotonin. But on our next program, I'm going to tell you about a nutritional strategy that you can use on your own to help stabilize serotonin levels. And I'm going to tell you about a very important hormone substance that comes directly from serotonin that, unlike serotonin, is truly a relaxation substance. It's truly an anti-anxiety substance. And unlike serotonin, it's got wonderful benefits for your digestive tract. You know, serotonin is one of the main causes. Elevations in serotonin are one of the main causes of cramping and digestive distress. Remember, serotonin is mostly a digestive hormone, and it's involved in contractions. So elevations in serotonin can be associated with many unpleasant digestive symptoms. But on our next program, I'm going to tell you about a hormone that comes directly from serotonin that, unlike serotonin, actually has a nice relaxing effect on mood, on anxiety, and on the digestive system, especially if you're dealing with heartburn. And we'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. You're going to want to tune into that. Okay, 866-582-9933. Time to hit the phones. Let's say hi to Samantha in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Samantha. What's going on?
Well, my daughter's 17. She's been, since July, vomiting and, you know, it started out just in the morning for a little bit, and then it peaked out, and then lately it's just gotten worse. She's been hospitalized twice for it.
For
many
vomiting?
ER visits. Yes.
Just for vomiting. There's nothing else going on?
Vomiting and pain. Abdominal pain and back pain.
Not associated with food?
No.
It
I
just
mean,
happens.
She can't. Yeah, she just... She won't. Once she starts vomiting, she can't hold anything now, not liquids, not anything. So she'll be in the hospital for like 4 days, and they run all these tests. And
yeah, that ain't going to help. You know, it's funny about the hospitals. Where you get so frustrated, you get so scared and worried about health that you just want to go somewhere and have somebody take care of it. But I'm telling you, hospitals cannot help you. The failure rate of hospitals is stunning. They cannot help us when it comes to these biochemical metabolic issues. And I know it's frustrating and you don't know what to do. So here's a couple of ideas. Here's a couple of ideas for you. Number one, the vomiting center, the part of the body that controls vomiting is located in the brain. It's actually called the vomit center or the emetic center. And it's located in the brain. So the first thing to think about when there's chronic vomiting, and it's not related to food, although I got to tell you, I'm not convinced yet that it's not related to food, and I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. First thing to think about is something going on in the brain. Now, you know, I hate to have to go there. Did they do any kind of CAT scans or any looking for anything in the brain?
Not in the brain, only in the abdominal area.
Okay. Well, if they can't find anything locally that's triggering the vomiting, then the next place to look is the central nervous system, the brain, via this emetic center, this vomit control center that's in the brain. It could have something to do with a growth in that area. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of things are possible. And so that's one area that you want to think about. But that's kind of a last resort because that would be very, very serious.
Right.
The next thing to think about is specific foods. Now, I'm always skeptical when people say that, well, it's not related to food because of just how we eat in this country, the kind of foods we eat. It's almost impossible not to have some kind of impact. So is she addicted to certain foods? Can she stay away from the sugar? What is she eating? She must be eating something, right?
Well,
something's getting into her. What does she love to eat? What does she crave?
Really, she's been on a bland diet lately. I mean, since...
What is she craving? Christmas. What is she craving? What does she feel like she needs to have? She's compelled to eat? Anything she can't stay away from?
No, really, no. She actually usually eats pretty well. She,
I'm trying to get here. I don't want your opinion on pretty well. I want to know specifically.
Right.
What is it?
I mean, what I cook for, she eats pasta, she eats fresh fruit, she eats fresh vegetables.
Well, hang on. I'm still hearing your opinion here.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to get to hardcore specifics. Pasta can definitely be a problem. The bottom line here, my dear, is foods, you got to see if you can make a food connection. I'm not saying it's definitely a food connection, but it would be in your interest to find some kind of food connection. How are her bowel movements?
They're pretty regular.
Pretty regular? Runny stools, anything like that? Diarrhea?
No.
Like that? Nothing
no.
like that? All right,
yeah.
Well, you know, from what you're telling me, it's not related to food, but I'm still doubtful. I would be looking at the food connection. The next place to look at is some kind of growth or some kind of, unfortunately, some kind of neoplasm in the brain that's affecting the emetic center, the vomit center. But you don't want to go there. If you could find a food, if you could find some kind of diet connection, that would be the place to go. When you have vomiting, you don't have necessarily a chemical issue, like a nutritional issue. You have a mechanical issue. Something is triggering that vomit center, either through the nervous system, as I say, in the brain, or locally in the digestive tract. And so you got to either link it up to something that she's putting in her system, unfortunately, it's something in the central nervous system. Now, there are nutrients that you can use that can help stabilize the vomit reflex, most especially the B vitamins and most especially vitamin B6. And this is important for women who are going through morning sickness. In fact, vitamin B6 is so important for helping control emesis or vomiting. Emesis is the technical term for vomiting. Vitamin B6 is so important that it's actually a prescription drug for helping to control vomiting. So you may want to use vitamin B6 or vitamins. Ask your doctor about the B vitamins or ask them about vitamin B6. They may be able to use vitamin B6 injections. Whenever you use one B vitamin, like B6, you want to make sure you're getting all the B vitamins. You never wanted to just take one B vitamin. Ginger can be helpful. Root ginger, look for organic ginger, and you can nibble on ginger. I'm not convinced that's going to be absolutely helpful for your daughter, because it sounds like she's been dealing with this problem for a long time, and it sounds a little bit more serious, but that's something else to think about. And there's one more thing that you can use if you're dealing with chronic vomiting, and this is especially effective for women going through pregnancy or morning sickness. Hang tight, Samantha, we've got to take a break. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side. Got a line open for you at 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. On our next program, we'll finish talking about the SSRIs, and I want to talk a little bit about this flu vaccine frenzy that seems to be going on. People talking about, the media anyway, talking about how this flu outbreak is the worst outbreak in the last 10, 15 years, and you need the flu vaccine. Folks, I haven't had a flu vaccine my entire life. Haven't had the flu. I don't think I've ever had the flu. I don't even get colds, and I don't take any flu vaccines, and I don't go to doctors. You don't need a flu vaccine, people. You don't need a flu vaccine. I don't know how many ways I could say this. You don't need a flu vaccine. The only people that think you need a flu vaccine are doctors that make money off this stuff and the government. And do you ever want to listen to anything the government tells you when it comes to health? I'll tell you what I mean on our next program about why you want to stay away from the flu vaccine and what you could do not to get the flu without dealing with doctors and without dealing with drugs. Vaccines just being another type of drug. We'll do that on Monday when we talk about the flu, and we'll finish up talking about the SSRIs as well. Okay, 866-582-9933 is our number. Do have a couple lines open for you. We're talking to Samantha in Texas about her daughter. Samantha, are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, there's the brain connection, the emetic center in the brain. Secondly, it could be locally. If she has problems with gastric emptying, if her stomach is not emptying completely, that could be an issue, and there's many reasons why the stomach will not empty completely. It could be a pancreatic issue. It could be a gallbladder or a liver issue. I hope they're checking all these things for you in the hospital. I always look to foods. To me, that's the simplest and easiest way that we can make a connection. Has she tried fasting? Has she tried liquid diets? That kind of, don't tell me bland diet, because a bland diet can still be a problem. Has she tried a liquid diet?
I mean, she's been on Powerade and...
No, not on. I mean, that's all she's doing for a day or two. And by the way, Powerade is not going to be helpful for her. When I say liquid diet, I'm talking about chicken soup, chicken soup, vegetable juices, vegetable waters. Has she tried that for a couple of days?
No, haven't thought about that.
See if she can keep those down. And that will give you a clue. If she can keep liquids down, but she can't keep solid foods down, then that would indicate that she's having a problem with enzymes, digestive enzymes, or maybe bile, or some of these digestive secretions from her pancreas, or maybe from her liver that are responsible for digesting food. So that's one thing to try is the liquids. And when I say liquids, I'm talking about nutrient liquids. Like, probably the best thing first thing to do would be vegetable waters. And the difference between a vegetable water and a vegetable juice is a vegetable water would be mostly water with a tiny little bit of vegetable. I like using a Vitamix where you throw a cucumber in the Vitamix and then you just top it off with water. And it makes a nice, cool, soothing and very nutritionally satisfying drink. It's not like a vegetable juice, which can be a little bit dense. So focus on liquid nutrition, not brand name power stuff, Gatorade, that kind of thing, but bone soup or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or vegetable juices or vegetable waters. That's step number one. Vitamin B6 is used to treat morning sickness and the B vitamins in general. That might be something to think about, as I said before the break. Chewing on a little piece of ginger is very, very anti-nausea, anti-emetic, and this is true for morning sickness or anybody who's dealing with nausea, even hangover kind of nausea. And then there's a very interesting relationship between high concentrations of sugar and the emetic center, especially a kind of sugar called phosphorylated sugar. And this is a special type of sugar that you can get at the drugstore, a product called Emetrol, E-M-M, I think there's two M's, there's one M, E-M-E-T-R-O-L, Emetrol. And Emetrol is a phosphorylated sugar. It's a sugar that has a little molecule of phosphorus on it, and it has a very calming effect on the brain's vomiting center. It works on the central nervous system, on this emetic center in the brain. So you may want to look into getting some Emetrol at a drugstore, and those are some ideas for you. I would focus, the first thing I would focus on, though, is this a problem with digesting food. Perhaps it's related to poor stomach emptying, gastroparesis, and that would have something to do with digestive juices or an impairment in the secretion or the production of digestive juices at the liver level, the pancreas level, or even perhaps something to do with the gallbladder. That may have an impact, especially if it's fatty foods that she's having a problem with. It's really in your interest, ma'am. I'm not saying it's food related, but that would be the first thing to think about, and it's really, really in your interest and in your daughter's interest to see if she can link the vomiting up to specific foods. Okay?
Her, you know, down her throat into her stomach and took a biopsy to test it for food allergies, and
you can't test her. First of all, it doesn't sound like a food allergy. Vomiting is not an allergic response. Vomiting is a mechanical response. There's something that's not getting processed correctly. It's not an allergic response, so they're not going to find food allergies. And by the way, food allergy testing is useless, 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 except for the bank account of the company that's selling the food allergy tests, except for the bank account of the doctor or the healthcare professional who's administering the food allergy test. Your food allergy tests are useless, except for from an economic and financial and profit motivation. And unless you want to be fodder for somebody's bank account and mortgage payment, don't waste your money on food allergy testing. But it doesn't sound like it's a food allergy to me, ma'am. It sounds like something that's mechanical. The two places I would be looking at are some kind of mechanical issue, some kind of problem processing food that she's eating, and that is not in an allergic sense, but in something that's just not getting broken down like it should, and that would mean liver, pancreas, possibly the small intestine, food that's not coming out of the stomach fast enough, and it could also be a gallbladder issue, or it could be a central nervous system brain issue. God bless you, and I hope everything works out. Thanks so much for your call, Samantha in Texas. Appreciate it. Okay, 866-582-9933 is our number. Ricky in Texas, what is going on?
Yeah, I recently went to the doctor and was diagnosed with a hiatal hernia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, they basically said they couldn't do anything for it. I was wondering if there's anything I can.
Well, first of all, did they tell you what a hernia is? What a hernia is, and then what a hiatal hernia is. Do you know what the word hernia means?
Well, I mean, more or less, yes.
Well, not more or less. More, not less. what does it mean to you? I'm just curious now. What is a hernia, not a hiatal hernia, but what is a hernia? The word.
Hernia is where you, overstretch something and.
Okay, that's good. I mean, that's what causes it sometimes, but that's not what it is. A hernia is just basically a word that describes something sticking out where it shouldn't be sticking out. You know, the body's got a certain shape, and when stuff sticks out where it shouldn't stick out, that's what a hernia is. You can have all kinds of stuff. If you herniate a disc, for example, in your back, that means part of the disc is sticking out where it shouldn't be sticking out. You know, if you hold your hand up, right, hold your hand in front of your face, and you got four fingers and a thumb on the top, if you take your other hand and stick a finger between from your right hand, you stick a finger between your fingers and your left hand, that's a hernia. Does that make sense how I explain that? Hold your hand in front of your face, your left hand in front of your face. Take your right hand, stick a finger between those four fingers. Stick a finger from your right hand between those four fingers and your left hand. That's a hernia. Something's just sticking out. Now, a hiatal hernia is when part of your stomach sticks out, pulls up, sticks out through a little hole in your diaphragm, sticks out in your chest. You basically have your stomach sticking out where it shouldn't be sticking out, and this can cause a huge, huge problem with stomach acid and with the digestive system. Basically, you got a protrusion. The upper part of your stomach is sticking out into the top part of your chest. Not good, and it can cause serious problems with nausea, with heartburn, with throat, with regurgitation of meals. It's just an unpleasant thing, and it's a mechanical issue. It's not a nutritional issue. And the only thing that they can do for hiatal hernias is a surgery. The medical model can only do is surgeries. Now, a couple things that you might want to practice. Number one is deep breathing techniques. Deep breathing techniques can help stabilize the diaphragm. It's basically a diaphragm issue. And if you don't know how the relationship between your diaphragm and your stomach, you can go to YouTube. There's some really neat pictures. Just Google hiatal hernia, animation of hiatal hernia on YouTube, and there's wonderful descriptions. And by the way, if you have a hiatal hernia, you know what? If you have any health condition, YouTube can be your best friend. I wish I had YouTube when I was in pharmacy school. There, you can actually see animations of hiatal hernias, see animations of any kind of metabolic or biochemical or mechanical issue that you have in the body, and it really helps to understand what's going on in our body. So if you have a hiatal hernia, it's not a chemical issue. It is a mechanical issue. Don't let them do surgery. Practice deep breathing techniques. That's probably the most important thing you can do. And you can also go to a healthcare professional who can do some manipulation, and that might be helpful as well. But I would certainly stay away from any surgical procedures if I had a hiatal hernia. I wish we had more time to talk about it. We don't. We're running out. An hour is just not enough time to talk about all the healthcare issues that we can talk about. But we will be back on Monday. We'll finish talking about serotonin reuptake inhibitors and serotonin, and then we'll get into a little bit about the flu vaccine and why you want to stay away from it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products or join me in my mission to educate the world about nutritional supplementation, give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.